The Shrink Is In, an informative psychological podcast produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. You can see more of Dr. Gurr at his website at www.drsgurr.com. And now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr and The Shrink Is In.
It's Dr. Howard Gurr with another psychological podcast. I have to go back a couple of weeks. I did a podcast goofing on value options and the fact that they gave us these certificates of appreciation, but we haven't had a raise from them in years. And in fact, the rate that value options pays me today is less than they paid me in 1985. So I was kind of angry, and many practitioners heard the podcast and were very pleased that I kind of took the shot out there for them and myself. And in fact, Value Options heard it, and they referred it to their New York regional office. And I got a call from the executive director of provider relations, who said it was very funny, but understood the points that I was making and felt that she was aware of our dissatisfaction with the fee structure, and she claimed that they were going to work on it on the next negotiated contract with the insurer that they use, or that they are the provider for in New York State. Let's see what happens. Time will tell us if, in fact, that really will occur. Anyway, so I was perusing the internet, and I came across a website that I check every once in a while. It's the website for psychotherapy finance. It's a newsletter for providers, and they have their website. It's called psyfin.com. And I was looking at the local news, and I came across a piece that kind of caught my eye, and it was about Cigna and their Minute Clinics. And apparently what they've been doing is creating these one-minute clinics in retail pharmaceutical stores like CVS, in which somebody could walk in who may or may not have insurance and get a quick cursory kind of medical checkup on minor things from a nurse practitioner. Now, the doctors are very angry at this, and I understand that. And I looked it up, you know, to kind of further assess the depth of this particular issue, and I came across the fact that these 15-minute typical kind of visits cost about $59. And there are 300 of these minute clinics across the country. And what I understand was that a company called Lindora is a Costa Mesa-based company, opened weight loss and basic medical clinics in Rite Aids in Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, and Laguna Hills. And Quick Health of Northern California operates health clinics in Walmarts and Walgreens, and they're planning an expansion of its Take Care clinics, which are in a few states. So these kind of minute clinics are popping up all over the place. So I had this idea. Is it possible that they could do minute mental health sessions? I mean, that would be the extension of eliminating psychologists and mental health workers and finding a cheap source of mental health services. And so I was thinking, would they have a mental health clinic in a CVS where somebody would just walk in into like a small room and put their money in and get a mental health minute from a computer? Now, there was a study many years ago by Joseph Weizenbaum. It was in the 60s. And he came up with this computer-generated program. He called it ELIZA. And ELIZA, he got it from the play Pygmalion, the character Eliza Doolittle, who was taught to act like an aristocrat, but really was of a lower socioeconomic class. And they just taught her to kind of act high class. And so he came up with this computer-generated program that emulates what a Rogerian psychologist would do. And Rogerians are, they reflect. So the person says something and they reflect an answer back, and by being supposedly non-directive, they get the client to really work through whatever issues they're dealing with. And so Eliza is an example of this kind of programming, and it's based upon NLP or natural language processing. But Eliza really just pattern matches what you say. And it was like a cute toy in the 60s. And there are some variations on it out there that are probably a little bit more impressive. You can look it up if you want. It's spelled E-L-I-Z-A. And if you just put that in a searcher, you'll come up with Eliza. And you could play with it. But what if some company decides to really actually create a therapeutic computer that emulates this kind of language processing, and people kind of just, you know, go into this booth and do it. And so in keeping with my tradition, I created a fantasy of what I consider would be the worst case scenario. And that is a small room in a chain store, a pharmacy store, or a Walmart or Kmart, in which mental health services are given out by a computer that some managed care company has deemed to be appropriate mental health services for the masses. And people would go in there without really understanding what they were getting as a service. And there might be disclaimers all over the place suggesting that if they had significant mental health problems, they should seek a professional. But of course, no one would look at those disclaimers, and people would seek this service because they would perceive it to be an inexpensive way to get mental health services. And so sit back and relax as I give you my perception of what the Minute Mental Health Clinic would be like.
Welcome to the Minute Mental Health Office. For security purposes, please type your subscriber ID on the keypad below. Please insert your copayment of $15 in the slot below. Change will be delivered to the left of the machine along with your receipt. Thank you. Please say your name.
Harold.
Now, please state your age.
32.
Thank you, Harold. Now, how can I help you?
I'm very anxious.
So you are very anxious. What is making you anxious?
I'm not sure.
Okay, you are not sure. Can you tell me more?
I told you I can't figure it out.
So, you can't figure it out?
Yes, that's correct.
Are you uncertain about what is correct?
No, I know what is correct, but I'm still very anxious.
So you are anxious. What are you anxious about?
You're not helping.
You believe I am not helping you?
Yes, I believe you can't.
We are discussing your problems today, not me.
Okay, can you at least help me with my sleep problem?
You are having sleeping problems?
I can't fall asleep.
How do you know this?
I'm up all night.
You are up all night. Do you like being up all night?
No, I don't.
Why are you so negative about this issue?
Oh God, I can't believe this.
So you are having issues with your religious beliefs?
No, it was just an expression of my frustration.
Oh, I am sorry. Your minute session is now over. I hope you have been helped by the minute therapy session. Now that I have your information, you can return at any time and we can continue to work on this problem. Have a nice day.
Hope you enjoyed my little fantasy production. I want to thank my wife, Robin, for agreeing to do the voice for the computer-generated therapist. I altered her voice. She really doesn't sound like that. And I hope that mental health never turns into this worst-case scenario that I dreamed up. And that requires both professionals and the public to make sure that mental health services remain at a high quality and that we don't sacrifice the quality for a cheaper service. This has been Dr. Gurr. Until next time, you can see more about me at my website at www.drsgurr.com. And if you have any comments, please email them to me or respond to this podcast. I'd love to hear your comments and if you have any suggestions for future shows. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Trick Is In, a show that is produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. You can see more of Dr. Gurr at his website at www.drsgurr.com. We'll be right back.